Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Evergreen Credit Union.
Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, our weekly get-together where we talk about going green, living green, saving green. We always do that every single week, and excited now as the ball starts to get rolling for our next home and outdoor living show that we are doing. We just announced this. If you haven't heard, we are merging with the Winnebago County Home Builders Association, and we are having a huge three-day show this time in January, and that information is on our Facebook page. It's also on the Winnebago Home Builders Association website as we start this partnership, and we had Jody on a few weeks back to talk about how this is all going to develop, and we've got so many things planned for that. We even got a Friday fish fry, and you can't go in Wisconsin, I don't care what you're doing, you got to have a Friday fish fry. So now I feel like now we're really official. We're doing a Friday fish fry on a show, and that kind of says it all. So let's go into, I've wanted to have this gentleman on for a while because we had a conversation at the last expo, and this is Mike Brandt, who is the CEO of Evergreen Credit Union. Mike, welcome, first off.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to tell you this, and I think I told you this at the expo when you were there, that I had wanted to get credit unions into my expo because I thought it was a natural fit for people who wanted to get installation of a solar system, for instance, geothermal, whatever the case may be, which costs, it's a little pricey. You might have to get a little bit of money to make that happen. And a lot of credit unions, I'm going to say, just didn't get it. And when I talked to you at the expo, I immediately said to, I don't know who I was standing next to, I said, you get it. So talk about that a little bit, about what Evergreen's philosophy is.
Well, we're the only credit union in the state of Wisconsin that has an environmental focus. So our, you know, everything we do on the operations side, we look at how does it impact the environment. But we also look at it from, of course, the lending side, which is, you know, we're a credit union first.
Gotta make that, yeah.
Absolutely. So we actually do have solar installation loans that we're working on a project right now. And so the solar loans have, you can do it without home equity, is, I guess, is the big important thing I want to get across, is that our solar loan program doesn't require you to use your home equity if you don't have any. Now, we would always recommend that if you have home equity, that you use your home equity because there's a better rate and, you know, some, maybe some tax deductibility for you. But we offer a loan program that doesn't require that. So really, the home has to just be located in our four-county radius that we operate.
What are your four counties?
The four counties we work with are Winnebago, Outagamie, Washera, and Waupaca counties.
Okay.
So if you live or work in those counties, you can be a member of our credit union.
Okay. And one location?
We just have the one location. Okay. We're on we're at 1500 West American Drive in Neenah, which is really the town of Menasha, now called Fox Crossing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yes.
And now we're changing it to Fox Crossing to get everybody confused. City of Menasha, town of Menasha, town of Neenah, city of Neenah wasn't confusing enough.
Right.
Let's throw something else in.
Let's go with the Fox Crossing.
Let's talk about the no equity. Go back to that. How does that work with people who want to do a solar and don't need the equity?
Sure. So really they need to, the project has to be installed by a licensed contractor.
Okay.
They're going to draw up a plan or a proposal, and then you get that to us. And really, we're just going to look at that, and there's some stipulations as far as, you know, how much we can lend on a particular project. But it's quite enough to do almost all home installs.
Okay.
And, you know, there's some credit criteria that we have to abide by. But in general, it's as simple as really applying for a loan like you would apply for any other, like a car loan, and really just getting us a copy of that project proposal, and we're going to work with the installer and the borrower, and get them the money they need to put the solar array on their home.
Mike Brandt with us, CEO of Evergreen Credit Union. You know, it's no secret when people are looking for loans, they do some shopping around. People are shopping around, and most people who, when I talk like you, for instance, are saying, hey, we invite them to shop around.
Absolutely.
What makes Evergreen so unique when people shop around, they should notice?
Well, you know, actually, if you physically came to our location, there's something you can't help but notice. We have 198 solar panels on our roof,
mm-hmm.
And that array makes about 85% of our annual demand for electricity. And I can tell you it's probably one of the best things we've ever done. But, you know, we're a credit union like any other credit union. A lot of your listeners probably belong to a credit union. But what we do is we actually work off of what we call the triple bottom line. And the triple bottom line is three parts, really, right? From a business, it's the financial bottom line, it's the social bottom line, and the environmental bottom line. And all businesses, you know, watch the financial bottom line, and most credit unions do a good job with the social bottom line, you know, being involved in their community that they're in. But we take it a step further, and we really focus in on the environmental impact that our business has.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that goes from everything from being, again, making our own electricity, which has allowed us to become carbon negative. We actually offset more carbon than we produce through our operations.
Wow.
So just by joining our credit union, you can actually lessen your carbon footprint.
Is that being like more electronic, for instance, things along those lines?
Being more electronic. It also is, of course, because we make a lot of our own electricity.
Mm-hmm.
We're also a zero waste facility under the EPA guidelines. What that means is we divert more than 90% of our waste from landfills.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up that, you know, we do that through, we basically recycle just about everything we can possibly recycle. We actually even compost on site. So when the employees, when the employees have their lunch leftovers or whatnot, we have a compost bin right there at the credit union. And then one of the biggest things that it was a strange thing that we had a challenge we had to deal with was, the paper hand towels, the wet paper hand towels from our restrooms, which is something you don't think about until you're really trying to focus in on becoming zero waste. Because they're not recyclable and they would be waste otherwise, mm-hmm. We found a local farmer up in Appleton that has a compost operation, and he takes our used wet hand towels and grinds them up and makes them part of his compost mix. And he loves it because it lightens his mix, and we love it because we're not putting it onto the landfill.
And he comes down and picks up your stuff, or you deliver
it? We actually deliver it.
You deliver it,
right? Yeah, I deliver it on my way home.
Holy cow. Yeah. Wow. That's something.
So, you know, and we're just basically, you know, we're just trying to do our part when it comes to, you know, the environment. We all want clean air, and we all want clean water to drink, you know, and we just feel like it's easy, you know, it's something we should be doing.
I find this interesting just because you talked about the three parts, and there's a lot of businesses just looking at the bottom line. That's all mm-hmm. That's all they look at. Where did this philosophy come from? Did it come from you? Did it come from somebody else? Was it a team of people that said, you know what, we're going to go in this direction? Because it was sacrificing. That's going against the grain a lot of times.
Well, we've always, Evergreen Credit Union has always had, we've done some piecemeal things as far as some environmental, projects we've worked with. We've collected our rainwater for years and years, and we use that to water some of our landscaping. And, you know, we've always done the basic recycling that most businesses do. You know, but we just didn't do it in a focused, organized manner. In 2014, I attended a conference for credit unions where there was a presenter really discussing, you know, actually it was just more along the lines of how to set your business apart, how to set your credit union apart from the others. And it wasn't about environmental, taking the environmental path that we've taken. It's just
Get a niche.
It was just making a niche.
A niche in the marketplace.
Yep.
Sure.
And so I was there. I was attending it with our chairman of the board and my vice president of lending. And When we left the presentation on our way home, it happened to be a couple hours away. We had a two-hour car ride on the way back to basically throw around ideas about what we could do. And we quickly zeroed in on the environmental aspects that we could really focus in on. And we just had a great brainstorming session. Now, I will tell you that after that trip, I think the other two people involved pretty well kind of forgot about that conversation, but I didn't. I just kept rolling around in my head, and I couldn't I couldn't let it go. And about 6 months later, maybe it was, I finally had thought it through enough to see a path that we could go down to really take this and make this our own. And do it in an organized fashion.
I'd imagine that took some forward thinking on your part to answer questions before they were asked.
Right. As a matter of fact, so at a credit union, we're, of course, run by a volunteer board of directors that's made up of our members.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a financial fiduciary responsibility to manage or to protect the members' money.
Yeah.
So when I come to them with an idea that seems a little out of left field, saying, hey, you know, I think we want to be the most environmentally responsible credit union in the nation, they kind of stepped back and said, whoa, what? Mm-hmm. And they didn't bite at first. At first, they definitely said, we need to do more research. I needed to come up with a plan, which my management team and I came up with, a three-year plan. And then we had to look at some costs, you know, because obviously there were some costs involved in doing some of the things we've done. And after I think there was two pitches or proposals, they finally, you know, said, yeah, this sounds like a really good idea and we should do it. And that was really the end of 2014. We really kicked it off in earnest in the beginning of 2015 as far as working on these projects. We hired a full-time sustainability manager. We're the only...
That doesn't happen every day.
Well, let me tell you, I know this because I've been to a lot of, you know, I've been meeting with a lot of companies and that. And really, you don't see a full-time sustainability manager at any company until they're about 50 or so employees. Right. We have 15 employees, including myself.
Wow.
So, but I felt it was important enough that we needed somebody that this was their focus, so that it wasn't a and also job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know that they're a loan officer and they also do this sustainability thing. And really, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this right.
That is cool. That is so cool.
So yeah, so that's how it all started.
Wow, and again, they live it, they breathe it. So it's one of those things where you lead by example. And I think I want to take a break here because I want to talk a little bit about how still that separates you from some of the other people who don't do this. Evergreen Credit Union, Mike Brand, our CEO, is with us here on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. We'll be back right after this.
Companies tell the customers what they want to hear to get a job. Jeff Riff at Riff Heating and Air Conditioning just tells them the facts.
I try to tell people the truth and be honest with everybody so people know. People start to realize that you are not lying to them, you're telling the truth. When you go in and you look at a job and you see things that are wrong, it's not a good deal to go in there and just do it that way just to get the job. Tell them, this should be changed, this should be changed, and that's how I'm going to quote it. I'm going to do those changes for you. So my price might be a little different than the other guy. That's why it's good to make sure that you're doing a quote that is basically the same for each guy that's coming in.
Riff Heating and Air Conditioning and Brian, doing whatever it takes.
I'm Jeff Riff of Riff Heating and Air Conditioning. I promise you no high pressure, no computer quotes, just look them in the eye, honest service. If we won't do it in our own home, we won't do it in yours. Riff Heating and Air Conditioning.
Bye.
Back with you on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Evergreen Credit Union, our guest today, Mike Brandt, the CEO over there. How long have you been there, Mike?
I've been at the credit union for 10, well, actually going, it's 11 years now.
Now, you weren't, where were you before where you are at this location?
The credit union?
Yeah.
Was located right across the street from the SCA plant in Menasha.
There we go.
Or
okay.
89, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I knew you were somewhere else.
And we had about 2005 is when we moved out to our location on American Drive.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just, we had opened ourselves up to being able to take membership from the community, you know, from the four counties. Because before that, we were really Wisconsin Tissue Mills Employees Credit Union.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. And then Wisconsin Tissue Mills eventually, through a course of events, turned into SCA.
Okay.
So we obviously needed to have a better location to attract, you know, more members, and that's why the decision was made to move out where we were.
Okay. I wanted to give also the website out, evergreencu.com. That's where you'd want to go to find out rates, applying, borrowings, and I brought up some of your environmental certifications that you're part of, which were awesome. Talk about, we were saying this before the break, you know, you guys do things so much differently, and I know people can probably get a loan, you know, you can compare rates and all those kind of things, but it's almost like because you get it of how to go green, I would think your understanding of them getting these loans, it makes it more comfortable for them.
Right. You know, we know it. We deal with it. We do it every day. And when you may go to another financial institution, you know, you can get a car loan, you know, at another financial institution, you know, and it's going to be whatever their car loan rate is. And you can get a car loan with us, you know, but if you're going to get a hybrid loan, something you might want to think about is coming to see us because we have special rates on hybrid loan, hybrid vehicles.
Okay.
You know, it's to encourage, you know, we want to encourage people to you know, drive hybrids or electric vehicles. Actually, the special rate is also on electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
If you're into a Nissan Leaf, it's the most common one that you can see out there. You know, and we also, you know, so what we do is because we understand the solar process. So solar is a big thing for us. You know, so if you're definitely looking at getting a solar loan, if you went to another financial, you know, they're going to treat that's a home equity loan to them. And if you don't have home equity, you probably aren't going to be able to, you know, get a loan to do your solar install because they're not going to look at it as something that they could maybe lend you the money on, as a project, but we do.
Yeah.
Because we know what it does, you know, it helps improve the value of the home. It helps save you money, you know, the borrower money. So that's definitely it's a win-win.
We tied you into a previous show. You probably don't know this, but I had Jesse Michalski from Eland Electric on, and Jesse comes on quite often on the show, and we were talking about businesses getting into solar, and he brought up you guys and how he went through that process with you.
Yeah, working with Jesse at Eland was great, and they did our install for us. And definitely, you know, definitely something that, you know, it wasn't something that I had ever done before. I really didn't understand solar, but they helped walk us through that. And now, you know, now I feel like I'm kind of I'm definitely not an expert like Jesse is. But
a novice.
I know, right. I definitely know probably more than most, but not, you know.
Yeah, he does a great job explaining things, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think taking that position of you living it, I think also people who come in and talk to you about it, you can speak firsthand what it's all about.
Exactly. And we can actually, right on our website, you can actually go and see how much our array is making at any given time. There's a link right on our page under this. If you go to the solar array link, and it'll take you right to what we're making at that moment, which is kind of nice to be able to see because, you know, and you can actually tell when a cloud goes over the credit union because everything drops off or.
Yeah.
So.
No, you mentioned your small group, 15 employees. Has everyone kind of, I mean, I think this is cool. Does everyone kind of buy in on it and say,
so that's,
we're proud of this. I mean, you got to be proud of it.
Yeah, that's actually one of the, one of my favorite things. When we proposed this before we went to the staff, we had to get the board, you know, bless it. And once we got their approval, the board's approval, we took it to the staff kind of without any, they had no idea. We were at our annual training meeting, and I presented what we were about to embark on, and I was absolutely delighted. Just everybody was right on board. It was, it's very rare that you have 100% buy-in on anything at any business. So we were very excited. Everybody who works at the credit union was just very gung-ho about doing this. And it's been great. All of them, we all have our own environmental titles. There's actually on our business cards, other than, CEO, mine happens to say green leader. We've got a couple of people at one of them's water warrior. They get to pick their own title, and and then we'll put that right on their business cards, and it's whatever they're passionate about that we're doing at the credit union, or their environmental, that their particular niche that they feel strongly about in the environment.
Well, I'll tell you what most impresses me is how you can go to a board of directors, or because I deal with a lot of nonprofits committees. And to get everybody on the same page, almost impossible.
It is. And I think this was, I feel like it was, maybe I was had a little bit of an easy road to go down, because I don't know many people who would say, no, we want to continue to pollute, or,
right.
It's kind of one of those, how do you say no to it? But on the other hand, they're obviously, again, we have to be able to be responsible with our members, money, and that's, we have to be able to make sure that it makes sense for us to do this, and it's been great. We've been obviously working with Answers to Energy and getting the word out about what we're doing, and we've just been growing. It's the amount of traffic we have and the amount of calls and contacts we're having is really taken off in the last year and a half. It's been quite amazing.
Well, it's a great model to say what we call, in a marketing standpoint, you're in a very heavy trafficked ladder of recognition in the banking industry, credit union banking industry. And to set yourself apart, you have built kind of your own little ladder there of saying we're the green guys.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm a big fan of Blue Ocean Strategy, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
And, that's, we really set about doing this as though we're the only credit union, we're the only business that's doing this. This is how we really think about it in our heads.
Yeah.
We know there's other, green companies out there, but really in our industry, we're a rarity.
You are.
We really are. There's,
definitely,
some really interesting, very large credit unions out in California that are doing some pretty amazing things. But really, you can look all around and not find very many that give it more than just lip service to, being environmentally responsible.
Right.
A lot of places will say, hey, yeah, we recycle or something along those lines.
Right.
But they're not doing what we're doing.
Mike Brand, CEO of Evergreen Credit Union. And I mentioned again the four counties that you serve.
If you live or work in Winnebago, Outagamie, Washera, or Waupaca counties, you can be a member of the credit union.
And in these days, really, back in the old days, you needed the bank on the corner or whatever. Everything is so easily accessible now. You can probably never even have to be your building and do business with you.
We generally, lately, when we open an account with especially the younger folks, we see them one time when they come in to open their accounts, and then we pretty much never see them again. And
my phone, a computer.
Yeah, everything's online, and, obviously, that saves you a trip, them a trip to come to the credit union, everything, ATMs, all the business can be done offsite.
I want to, because I brought up this page because I knew you were coming in, the environmental certification partnerships, Arbor Day Foundation, EPA Energy Star Certified Building, EPA WasteWise, some of these you mentioned, Travel Green Wisconsin, the Green Masters Program. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, the one I like to talk about, just because it's funny, is the Travel Green Wisconsin. We're a Travel Green Wisconsin destination, which is, of course, a certification program. Yeah, exactly. That's a tourist that's a certification that's designed to recognize businesses in the tourism industry.
Correct.
And when we applied for that a designation, they actually discarded our application the first time. And when we didn't hear back from them, we had to contact them and say, what's going on with our application? And they said,
oh, well, we thought you applied to the wrong place, so we just discarded it. And we're like, no, this is what we do. So we're the only financial institution in the state of Wisconsin that's a Travel Green Wisconsin destination.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we'll give you a tour if you want to stop by. You know,
so did you have to show them pictures or send them documentation?
We basically had to show them our plan that we had been working and all the things that we had done and the certifications that
okay.
we had.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we've attained that, and that one's, I just, you know, it's not probably our most prestigious one, but I think it's probably the most unique one.
Well, I noticed when I said it, you kind of jumped out of your seat there a little bit, so I was wondering, like, did I say something wrong?
No, it's one of my favorite stories.
So if someone would like to do business with you, what's the easiest thing to do?
You know, you can actually apply for membership right online, and we'll reach out to them.
Okay.
To set up, you know, a time for them that's convenient to come in and make the signatures that need to be made. But other than that, they can stop by the credit union. Even they can call in, and we can get a lot of the stuff done over the phone. And again, it's just usually one visit to get everything wrapped up and make it all finalized.
Well, and I also wanted to have you on the show, too, because a lot of people listening to this show obviously are very passionate about saving the environment, going green, living green, saving green. And you live it every day. You are also, obviously, as people have just heard, very passionate about it. And it's good to make connections with people that are passionate with each other about what they believe in.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're just trying to give people maybe something that, you know, they would wish all businesses. You know, I mean, I guess I wish that I could do business, you know, at a grocery store that is, you know, really environmentally focused, and there really aren't any around, you
right.
know, so.
Right.
You know, so in that case, we want to be that financial institution that you can be proud of being a member of, because we do what's, you know, right for the environment. And
awesome.
I guess if that's, I guess that hopefully will give you a reason other than just, you know, the best rates in town or, you know, or
right.
the lowest fees or the most locations. You know, which are all really important factors when you're talking about a financial institution, and we do have all those things, you know,
yeah.
but we only have the one location. But really, nowadays,
you're
with online banking in your phone, you can pretty much do everything
right.
wherever you are.
And I personally think, because I drive by your location all the time, you see the difference in the building, and you certainly see the difference when you walk in the building. And so it makes you unique that way. Mike Brandt, CEO, Evergreen Credit Union, it is a pleasure to have you here. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.
Answers to Energy is sponsored today by Evergreen Credit Union.